Phoenix Audio presents
Kiplinger's Buying a Home by the staff of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Chapter 1. To Buy or Not to Buy. There are many reasons for our love affair with home ownership. Some are financial. Our tax code continues to subsidize heavily the ownership of homes, making it more attractive than renting for most people. Home ownership is also America's favorite forced savings and investment plan, with an increasing share of the monthly mortgage payment going into the building of equity for future. A home is truly the only investment you can live in, and over the last several decades, it's been an investment that's generally performed well relative to alternative uses of money. But much of the motivation behind home ownership is psychological. Our country was founded on principles of individual destiny, personal control over one's life and surroundings, and freedom of individual expression. A home of one's own helps fulfill those promises, making the owner free from rent hikes and landlord's whims, and free to live life as he or she wishes. A home can provide a sense of security and pride. A home gives a feeling of stability and commitment, not to mention autonomy and privacy. It is often the first step a person takes to put down roots in a community. But like most freedoms, those that come with home ownership also carry heavy responsibilities. Not only financial obligations, but also the duties of maintenance, record keeping, and planning. It's no wonder that psychologists rank buying a home high on the list of stress-producing events. Not only is it the biggest purchase you're likely to make in your lifetime, but also it forces a wholesale examination of goals, commitments, and lifestyle. It's an emotional as well as a financial investment. People buy homes for lots of reasons. Before you dive...